collection. Sapphire, amethyst, amber, and emerald to complete your new look. Don't let mask wearing hinder your self-expression. Check out the new frames at the office of Dr. Patricia Dorsey, optometrist, downtown Emporia.
KVOE Live and local. Good morning. It is 8:21. Sunshine out there and 24 degrees. Feels like it's 18. Yesterday's high here at the studio, 37. Overnight low down to 24. Barometric pressure steady, 30.36. Relative humidity, 91%. Sunrise this morning occurred at 7:42, setting this evening at 5:23. Again, 24 degrees here at KVOE Live and local. Weather this morning is service of Dr. Patricia Dorsey, optometrist. 8:27 commercial, Dr. Patricia Dorsey, keeping you focused on Emporia. Good morning, it's 8:21.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 8:21, we begin our COVID-19 vaccination briefing series here on the Newsmaker 2 segment. And our guests, including today, Newman Regional Health Infection Preventionist Esther Knobloch and Flint Hills Community Health Center CEO Renee Hively.
Esther, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. Renee, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing great.
Outstanding. Well, we wanted to start here with the current status of the vaccination rollout process, talking a little bit about numbers, as far as numbers of vaccine supply received, vaccinations given, and ongoing community outreach here to entities falling within the phase one of the governor's rollout plan here, as announced here a couple of weeks back. So, Esther, I'll start with you. Where are things standing right now when it comes to the vaccine supply and the number of vaccinations given through Newman Regional Health?
So as you mentioned, we are in phase one. We're well into phase one. The populations that are in phase one are the healthcare workers, residents and staff of long-term care facilities, and then workers that are critical to pandemic response. The Lyon County has, through Newman Regional Health, has given over 575 first doses. I know Renee will be able to speak to what public health has given, as well as some of the community pharmacies have been working hard to vaccinate our long-term care residents and staff.
So, Esther, you've given out 575 first vaccines. Do you have any left, or have you used everything that you have received so far?
Our shelf is empty right now. It's very important to the hospital that we are giving the vaccine as soon as we get it. And so as we are receiving our allocation from the state, we're working very quickly to reach out to individuals that qualify in phase one and give anyone that's interested their shot. So as we get it, we give it. We're not holding anything back.
How many phase two vaccines have you been able to give, if any, at this point in time?
So we haven't made
round
it
two,
to,
I should say.
Sorry, okay, yes. So we have given 165 second doses. So there's 165 individuals within our healthcare worker population that are now fully vaccinated.
Okay. Renee, what's the situation over at the health center? Because it sounds like you had close to 300 Moderna vaccines, at least round one, coming in. What's your status report here on the number of vaccinations you've been able to complete or at least start?
Sure. Right before Christmas break, we received about 200 doses of the Moderna vaccine, and we have, to this date, as of Friday, we have given all those vaccines. I just want to point out to the fact that the distribution has a big play in how we roll out our vaccine plan for Lyon County. There's three just initial phases there. In that first phase, it's where we're currently at right now, where we have potentially limited doses available to us. As you know, the hospital received their vaccine doses, and then we received some as well. And then the second phase of that is that there's going to be a large number of doses available. And then, of course, that third phase is when there's going to be a sufficient supply for all our residents of Lyon County. And as you see us go into those three different phases, you're going to notice that there's going to be more vaccine access points within our community to be able to do that. So a lot of our healthcare partners will be stepping in as the numbers start increasing for Lyon County. And I, too, concur with Esther is that our goal for Lyon County is as soon as we get those doses in, is not to hold them on our shelves, is to get them out into as many arms as possible as we can.
One thing, too, here, Renee, and Esther, I'd like you to chime in on this, too, is both the hospital and the health center almost immediately after getting doses in started talking about the plans to get that community outreach to, I guess maybe you could call them other clinical healthcare partners and healthcare providers. And, you know, within last, what, week or so, we've been hearing about Emporia State, Flint Hills Technical College, Emporia School District, the nursing staffs and the nursing students getting, and even some, I think, going to Lyon County Sheriff's Office. So the net is broadening here as we speak.
It is. We started out, you know, with our individual facilities, making sure our frontline workers were vaccinated first. And then as we rolled through that population, we started to broaden that circle out, trying to get as many healthcare workers in the front lines as we possibly could get vaccinated and who wanted to receive the vaccine.
Now, Esther, are you given any notice on when you receive vaccines, or is the time period, is that window pretty short? When you receive notice, you got a shipment coming in. How's that been working?
It is a very short window. They reach out to Ashley Edwards, our pharmacy director, and typically what we've been seeing is we'll get a call the afternoon before the vaccine arrives. So we have been making plans so that once we do get the vaccine, we can very quickly roll it out.
Let's talk a little bit about the collaboration and some of the meetings and really how your agencies are working together here on the rollout of the vaccine and maybe some other COVID-19 related discussion points and response topics. Esther, let's start with you here and get your perspective on exactly how the hospital and public health are working together here and the Flint Hills Community Health Center are working together here to make sure that this moves as smoothly as possible and as quickly as possible given the circumstances.
Yes, this definitely has been a community effort. Lyon County Public Health and Newman Regional Health have had weekly meetings. Dr. Oyanuga, the County Public Health Officer, sets in on those as well. And we've been partnering to just understand who the different populations are within our county that are eligible during each one of the phases of the vaccine rollout. And we're discussing how can we most equitably and quickly reach those individuals.
Renee, it seems like all of this really has to, you know, as far as the vaccination speed, has to do with the speed of those vaccines coming in. Has anything changed, at least, or the possibility of plans changed here with the word from the incoming Biden administration that more vaccines are going to be released here, maybe on a faster timetable than was originally thought?
You know, there is word that, you know, that he wants to ramp up the distribution of COVID vaccines throughout the nation. As far as Kansas goes, it's kind of the so many unknowns. On Thursdays, the state gets word from the federal government that they're going to receive an allocation of doses. And then on Friday, they have to have their plan in place on how they're going to disperse those doses throughout the state of Kansas. And then by Sunday, they have to have their shipping plan in place as well to get those shipped out. So those receiving vaccines will receive them on Monday and Tuesday of each week. We monitor the state WebIZ system to see how many doses that actually Lyon County Public Health is going to receive at any given time. But again, it is the unknowns, you know. We look on Monday to see if we have any shipments available, and then we start implementing our plan. Like Esther had said, you know, we've been meeting weekly and identifying, pre-identifying people in those groups and how we're going to reach those groups to get them in as quickly as possible to get them vaccinated.
Okay, we're talking with Newman Regional Health Infection Preventionist Esther Knobloch and Flint Hills Community Health Center CEO Renee Hively. Well, thus far, Renee, we haven't received you know, a ton of vaccines here locally, but have you been happy with the way things have progressed, given the allotment you've received and the distribution process so far?
Well, obviously, we would prefer to have lots of doses given to us at one given time so that we could actually hold larger vaccination events within our community. At this point, beggars can't be choosers. We will need to take what the state allocates to us, and we need to make the best of that in our community.
Esther, what's the discussion points, too, about maybe having additional provider sites? Because right now it's the hospital, the health center, CVS and Walgreens that are focusing on long-term care facilities at this particular point in time. Or really, is it going to be rolling with this quartet mainly of vaccine distributors here for the foreseeable future?
I think, again, there's a lot of unknowns, but we do hope that eventually there will be others within the community that also are receiving vaccine allocations from the state. I know that there are others in the community that have applied to be a vaccine provider site, and so we are hopeful that those sites will continue to expand within Lyon County and there will be more access points.
So where are the other provider sites going to be? Do we know yet right now? What do we know for sure right now as far as
I think I think you're going to see our pharmacies, our independent pharmacies, chime in this initiative. Also, our other private doctor's offices as well begin to start vaccinating their patients and additional patients, you know, throughout the community.
Outstanding. Esther, anything else that you feel we need to add here before we conclude our first vaccination briefing here this morning?
I think just that while receiving vaccines into the county does create some hope, it also does create some questions. And I just want to reassure everyone that's listening that you will know when it's time for you to take action. Right now we are in that phase one. Phase two is going to include the population that's over 65. And so right now there's nothing that those individuals need to do. We are in the planning phases. We are working with physicians to get an idea of numbers that we'll need to vaccinate. But at this point, there's no list that someone needs to call to get registered for or anything like that. Just continue to listen to KVOE, continue to look at the different media outlets, and it will be very clear when it's time for you to take action.
Renee, anything else that we're missing from your perspective?
I know. I think Esther summed that up pretty good. Just, you know, watch all the news outlets, and we will try to keep you as informed as possible where we're at in the rollout and who's next to be vaccinated.
Before we let you go, Renee, question for you. Have you received any tentativeness, I guess, from employees that you've seen so far, that frontline workers that may not have wanted to take the vaccine? Because I guess that's one of the questions. If you want that vaccine, you can get it if you're a frontline worker. And there had been some concern out there about people having, you know, a little concern about taking the COVID-19 vaccination. Have you seen anything like that?
We are seeing some hesitancy. Some of our, just speaking here at Flint Hills Community Health Center, I think we had about 60% of our staff taking the vaccine. Some just delayed because they had COVID and they want to fully reduce their immunity after having the virus and then get vaccinated after that. So I think we'll see that increase a little higher once they get past their first 90 days of immunity and then they'll get their vaccination. I have to say that the side effects that we're seeing from the patients that we've and the people that we've vaccinated have just really been that tenderness at the injection site for a few days, maybe a little low-grade fever, feeling a little fatigue, achiness. But other than that, we haven't seen any real adverse events. And so those are all expected.
Okay. Esther, what about at Newman Regional Health that you're aware of?
I think the same. We have been seeing just some of those expected common side effects from receiving the vaccine, all of those things that are pointing to the fact that our immune system is working and it's creating a response, which is a good thing for us. And I think nationally, when you look at the numbers, the CDC did publish that of the 1.8 million doses that have been distributed, there was a 0.2% adverse event with that. So it really is rolling out very safe. And so we're pleased with that.
Outstanding. Well, Esther Knobloch, infection preventionist at Newman Regional Health. Renee Hively, CEO of Flint Hills Community Health Center, thank you very much for joining us here on our first COVID-19 vaccination briefing, and looking forward to more updates here from both agencies here in the very, very short term.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Yeah, do a great job, and we appreciate their time. Very busy. Again, as Chuck alluded to, Newman Regional Health infection preventionist Esther Knobloch and Flint Hills Community Health Center CEO Renee Hively joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment, COVID-19 community briefing. Chuck?
Yes, and those will be 8:20 here Monday mornings on KVUE and KVUE.com as the vaccination questions continue and the pandemic continues here as well. Now, later today on KVUE and KVUE.com, we are set to have our Newsmaker 3 segment shortly with Evergy Customer Affairs Advisor Allison Lee talking about the utility's involvement in the LEAP program. Also, the Monday morning quarterbacks at 10:06, Talk of Emporia at 11:06, our monthly update with Central Care Cancer Center, and then Hornet Talk with basketball basketball coaches Toby Wynn and Evan Lavery. That'll be coming up at 12:10 this afternoon, live from Emporia State University on Mix 104.9 and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
KVOE Live and a local sunshine, 25 degrees. It is 8:35. Let's check the latest world and national headlines now from ABC.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if Vice President Mike Pence doesn't move to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from